There's quite a few things at play then when it comes to what makes you you and me me. There's the environment, your genes, your lifestyle even. But how much do they all interact? And is there a dominant force or factor in all this? To understand, I needed to get a better handle on how our genes work, because words like DNA and chromosome and gene, they all just get banded around a lot, and at least to me, the meanings begin to blur. So, DNA. It's a molecule, a bunch of atoms stuck together, and in the case of DNA, it's in the form of a long, spiralling ladder. That's if you stretch it out. In real life, it's actually tightly wound up and sandwiched between structuring proteins to form a chromosome. This recipe for life is in each and every one of our cells. A gene is just a section of the recipe, an instruction like peel the potatoes or dice the onions. And just like those words can be broken down into individual letters, so peel being P-E-E-L, genes too are made up of a sequence of four letters or bases, which scientists call
A-T-G-C.
And A pairs with T and G goes with C. A different sequence of bases would make a different gene, just like how a different sequence of letters would make up a different word.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Humans have roughly 20,000 genes, and these genes code for certain proteins. You may have heard of hemoglobin. This is a protein found in red blood cells and helps to transport oxygen around the body. These proteins mix together with other chemicals in the body to build things like eye colour or freckles, or indeed whether you're a tenor.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me one go.
Or a bass.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me one go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and me one go home. Top banana, what a beautiful bunch. Daylight come and me one go home.
Pretty cool, hey? Thanks to the barbershop quartet, Bald Zone, for helping me out. They were singing an old Jamaican folk song called The Banana Boat. Do you know how many genes you share with a banana? Go on, have a guess. It's 50%. You share half your genes with a banana. Pretty mind-blowing stuff. Coming up on the programme, are we still evolving? And if so,